Chapter 21, The Last Battle. That night, Lancelot told his story, from the fight in Castle Winter to his return to Camelot. After his wounds had healed, he had decided to become a monk and forget his past. Gradually, I began to realise that I was under a curse and that my love for the Queen had been caused by magic, he said. Morgana, said Arthur. Yes, said Lancelot, and you can be sure that she's the power behind Mordred. When I heard that the Queen was to be burned at the stake, I left the monastery and came here because I knew the time had come. What time? Asked Gawain. The fight with Mordred will be the last battle, said Lancelot. When that is finished, nothing will be the same. When all the others had gone to bed, Arthur and Guinevere stayed talking in the great hall. They stood together by the side of the round table. Guinevere noticed that the golden names were dull and peeling, and the table suddenly looked old and worn. I'm going to the nuns at Almesbury, Guinevere said. I hope to find some peace in prayers that Lancelot found. I'm glad you will be safe, said Arthur. He looked hard at Guinevere because he wanted to remember her face clearly. All sorts of things went through his mind, and he knew he would never be able to say them all. If I had been Sir Arthur instead of a king, things would have been different for us, wouldn't they, he said. Britain needed you to be king, said Guinevere. Arthur took her by the hand. After the fight with Mordred is over, will you remember me sometimes, he asked. Always, said Guinevere. Then Arthur raised her hand to his lips, and thus he and Guinevere parted forever. It seemed strange to be preparing for war in springtime. When Arthur and his knights rode out, the sun was bright and the fields were full of flowers. It reminded Arthur of his wedding and the time when the war at the start of his reign had ended. His past and his present seemed to be coming together. The knights of the Round Table made themselves ready for the battle in the plain below Camelot Hill. They had the river at their back so they couldn't be attacked from behind. It wasn't long before Mordred and his army appeared. There were thousands of them. Instead of silk banners, they carried animal skulls on the tops of poles. Mordred's army formed a long, untidy line and shouted insults across the gap between themselves and Arthur's men. Mordred rode up and down the line. He wore a suit of dark green armour with blades on the arms. On the crest of his helmet was a pair of horns. As he rode past his men, they beat their swords against their shields and shouted his name until he held up his hands for silence. "Knights of the Round Table," Mordred cried, "surrender to me now and take me as your king, and I will spare your lives." Arthur's men stood firm. No one moved. Mordred, said Arthur, put down your weapons while there's still time. Break the evil hold Morgana has over you. Come back to the Round Table. Sweat trickled down Mordred's face. His lips were grey. The side of his mouth twitched and he spoke in a harsh croak. Never! We must fight to the death. It was a terrible battle. Men and horses screamed as Mordred's cannon blew them to bits and tore wide holes in the earth. Smoke drifted across the battlefield in blinding waves, adding to the confusion. Sir Ector died in the first charge of the battle. A cannonball exploded near him, and he was killed instantly. Kay died in the heart of noon, trying to reach Mordred. Mordred's bodyguards cut him down with axes, but not before Kay had killed two of them. The fiercest fighters on the field were Arthur, Gawain, and Lancelot. They stood shoulder to shoulder, and their swords made a ring of death around them. Time and again Mordred's men charged and broke over them like waves breaking over a rock. They fought until sunset, and then Arthur found he was swinging Excalibur at nothing. Lancelot lay in a faint, bleeding from a dozen wounds, and Gawain stood over him, nursing a gash in his shoulder. "Are we the only ones left?" asked Arthur. "Not quite," Gawain said grimly. "Look behind you." Arthur turned, and there was Mordred holding his spear. His green armour was dented and streaked with blood. He had lost his helmet, and his mad eyes glowed. "Surrender!" he shouted. "I am king. You must bow to me." Arthur shook his head wearily. "It's over, Mordred," he said. "Don't you see, Morgana never wanted you to be king. All she wanted was this." Arthur turned his head to the dead and the dying, and at that moment Mordred ran at him. Arthur felt the spear pass through his body at the same moment as the point of Excalibur found Mordred's heart, and both men fell to the ground.